Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get
up
with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA, and what a Monday to be alive.
Good morning, y'all. Why are you happy to be alive?
How good were the Wallabies on the weekend?
Oh, okay. Not going to lie, didn't watch it. I missed it. I forgot it was on. Did see the highlights. It looked incredible.
I've already watched it twice on the replay.
Have you?
As well. It was brilliant. And can we just relive this moment a little bit?
47 points to 26. Job done for the men in gold. They keep the Bledisloe Cup series alive.
If you missed it, the Wallabies took on New Zealand in WA's first ever Bledisloe Cup match.
Yep.
It was history making.
And you were there.
And I got to go. A friend of mine took me. And
I was going to say, because when you said you were going on the weekend, and I was like, I don't remember an all-staff email going out saying there were tickets available.
No.
Because I would have went.
No, a friend of mine's business bought a bunch of tickets and he offered me one.
Yeah. Wait, is this just your little way of, are you going to give your little mate's business a plug?
It was really nice of him to give me some tickets.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
But Jason's Handyman Services in Bunbury.
I knew it.
No.
Jeez, what kind of jobs is he doing?
I was going to say, he's obviously working tickets. Pretty hard because those tickets are very hard to come by. But I did want to say how much I enjoyed not just the game, it was brilliant, but the rivalry between the Kiwis and the Australians.
Yeah.
God, Kiwis are good value sometimes.
Oh my gosh, tell me, what was the haka like live?
It was phenomenal.
I've only ever watched it on TV. And even when I watch it on TV, oh my God, I get like the chills.
The
like,
whole crowd goes quiet.
Yeah.
And you can just hear, like it is really
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
But they also just have this fantastic sense of humour. And because we haven't won against the Kiwis in such a long time, even as we were leaving the stadium,
You're rubbing it in.
Everyone was mouthing back and forwards to each other, and there was this kid walking around, and it was a Wallaby supporter kid, and he'd found this All Blacks gear, like a blanket, and he was...
Oh, like someone had left it behind.
Yeah, and he was trying to sell it to the All Blacks supporters, and this is what he was saying.
Blanket is for sale for the sad All Blacks supporters to wipe your tears away.
Oh, my God!
He was like 11 years old or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But it was such a good night. And please enjoy the next week because I have a feeling when we play them in New Zealand next week, it's not going to be as good a story for us.
I'm so glad you got to go. Look how happy you are over
so
it.
So stoked. Dirty before 6:30. Now, these are the stories that are just a little bit more adult and
a little bit more risque.
Nah, no risque this morning. No nudity.
Why not, Jesse? Don't worry, because I'm going to talk nudity in the What's Trending
next. Oh, really?
Next.
Good. Now, it's rude words this morning.
Yeah.
But it's kind of rude, but it's kind of not.
What do you mean?
Like, it's someone's name.
Oh, so you can't really help that. Yeah.
So you kind of get away with it. Now, there is a new politician over in the UK.
Yeah.
And he is the leader of one of their more kind of far out there parties.
Right.
His name is Richard Brain.
Richard Brain.
Mm, which shortens to, I won't say it because I can let the guys from the project who were talking about it last night. This is what Lisa Wilkinson was calling it.
That's right. A bloke called Dick Brain will lead the United Kingdom Independence Party into the post-Brexit era.
Oh, I love it.
You truly can't make this stuff up.
I reckon he will get it. Like, I reckon they'll get... Like, look at the...
Well, it's free publicity,
that's exactly
it?
Right.
Right.
And who wouldn't want that person up there, like, you know, like
you're
Dick Brain?
Who'd you vote for?
Dick Brain. Yeah.
Well, the best part about it was that our very own Tommy Little, from Carrie and Tommy, decided to take it a little bit further and
of course he did.
The host of the Sunday Project, Hamish McDonald, and changed his auto cue because Hamish didn't want to say Dick Brain.
Right.
Right. So this was him realising live on air that Tommy had changed his auto cue.
I'm just repeating my favourite headline of the year because it's not every day we get a... Really? This was not here before.
Read the screen.
Did you? It's just not every day that a politician with the name Dick Brain... That's right, the man's name Tommy. Did you?
He tried so hard.
Man, I love Tommy Little.
He's
such
brilliant.
Good value.
Yeah, they are back this afternoon from 3.
Oh, look, coming up in What's Trending, Jesse, I think maybe you will want to move to Barcelona after I do
Barcelona.
Barcelona after I do the this What's Trending.
Oh, can't
because
wait.
Something has been allowed at public pools.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you after the 6:30 news feed.
Now at hits.com.au.
Oh, Jesse, book your ticket, mate, to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Topless women are allowed to swim in Barcelona's public pools by law.
Really?
Yes, it has been passed. Apparently, it comes after protesters said that forcing women to cover up was discrimination and was against the law. So now Barcelona have been forced to go, you know what then?
Knock
yourselves
out.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, knock yourselves
out. Knock yourselves out.
You can go topless in any indoor or outdoor public pool if you want to.
I feel like in Europe this is probably so much more common than over here anyway, really.
Like, well, I was thinking that as well too. I was like, oh, not that women just get around topless or whatever, but I just thought the laws would be a little bit more laxed over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are saying that if any pools that have like that or pool centres that are like going, no, you have to cover up, will actually get fined.
Wow.
So you actually have to allow it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like pretty crazy.
But imagine
how many people are going to be at the pool now. Like, you know
true.
What I mean?
Very popular spot. But also, like, for the lifeguards, I was a lifeguard, and I got to say, it'd be pretty distracting.
Oh, yes.
Eyes on the job, mate. Eyes on the job.
Oh, I bet. Now, as I was reading into this article, it's really weird, but there's, like, this really weird trend happening in Spain at the moment as well, too, where teenage kids are doing this viral trend where they're actually pooing the pools.
What?
Yeah, no, I know. It's so...
Jeez, Spain pools are out of control.
It's so disgusting. And also, just in pool news, in Austria, did you know that there's a swimming pool that is filled with beer that you can actually swim in? Yeah.
Wow.
But I wouldn't be too game to drink it. It'd be mixed with wee, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
Not about that.
Okay, also making news this morning, this BMW driver is going viral. And we actually got slammed. For what he has done.
Right.
He has put a large flat screen TV in the back seat of his BMW.
Right, okay.
Which is all well and good, you know. Obviously, didn't want to pay the delivery charge of $50.
Trying to fit it in, yeah.
But his child was in the back seat as well. And the TV, I should love, is like flush against his face.
Daddy needs a new flat screen. Just sit tight, Jimmy.
He has been called out for this. And look, obviously passerbys are like taking photos of it.
That is brilliant.
It's pretty sad, but it's like, it's pretty hilarious as well too.
To be honest with you, not to speak too much on behalf of that kid, but when I was a kid, if my dad bought a new big screen TV,
yeah,
I would have done anything for that to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have been like, I don't care, we got a new TV.
Put it on the roof, I'll ride on top of it and hold on to it.
I'll walk home if dad buys a new telly.
Oh, I'll put the photos up at our Instagram, HitFMWA, if you want to see it. Hit.com.au is where you need to go there if you want to find out what else is trending.
But stick around. Up next, we're doing your riddle of the day. It's Jesse and Jules for your Monday morning on HitFM.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Now, I can confirm that Jesse actually got the answer for this riddle. He did tell me
during the break.
He got it right. So I do want to say that because it's the first. Now, the riddle goes, I can be cracked, I can be made, I can be told, I can be played. Now, we've got Andy from Bunners on the phone. Do you know I can be cracked, I can be made, I can be told, I can be played? What am I?
You're a joke.
Yes, I am.
Correct you would be, mate. Or is that the answer to the riddle, or are you having a crack?
Yeah, no, both.
Good on you, mate.
Did you know that one, Andy, or did you know it? Like, I mean, far out, Jules.
Did you know it,
or did you work it out?
Wow.
Well, I was listening to you guys. I thought it just came naturally. You guys are jokers, so that's the answer.
God, it is a bit of a joke this morning.
Bloody hell, but well done, mate. You did get it.
No worries. Thank you.
Have a fantastic Monday, mate. See you later. Stick around, everyone, after 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we want to know, how quickly did your marriage end?
Mm.
Now, we've got a big prize attached to this phone.
Yeah.
How quickly did your marriage end? You could be winning a double pass to R&B Friday. And this morning we want you to confess to how quickly your marriage ended. We're looking for WA's shortest marriage. Now, this is because Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus broke up over the weekend. They've called it quits, started to separate after less than a year
Didn't
of being
quite
married.
Crack that anniversary.
Now, they've like been together on and off for years. Mm. And then they decided to tie the knot last year. And then what do you know? They've like, no, nope, sorry, this ain't for us. But yep. I mean, there's good things in this. At least they didn't, you know, progress to then bring a child into this world and then separate and then, you know, not being able to work it out to, you know, have a happy family. So,
yeah.
There are positives. And they're doing what they want for themselves as well too.
And this kind of gear happens all the time. I mean, my parents were all four of them previous marriages.
Yeah.
So it's pretty common these days.
It absolutely
is. But in
is.
Terms of how quick they can go, because less than a year is pretty quick.
Yeah.
But we wondered if we could go any quicker. Now, Tony from Bunbury, how quickly did you get divorced?
Well, the first marriage was with the my first one for about 6 years before we got engaged. Then I was engaged for just over 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then when we finally got married, it was, I think it was about 6 months.
Oh,
mate. So what was it about the marriage that made it wrap up?
I was a full-time bouncer and I was looking after raunchy girls.
Right.
Okay, I don't have to go too much into that.
Yeah. So,
but it was fine when you were engaged for 9 years and dating for six, but just not when you married.
No.
Wow. There you go. Just when you think you know someone.
I can't believe that you got married and then all of a sudden had to have a career change.
Yep.
Surely that wasn't the only reason, or was it?
Well, when you're looking after girls that are 18, 19, and you're like 30 and things happen sort of thing.
Oh, right. Okay, Tony. Yeah, no, I get it now. Tony, I'm appalled.
Jules had to really mine for that one, didn't you?
Yep, I did. And sorry, Tony, for exposing you like that, but it is Monday confession.
Also, Tony, you said the first marriage. Has there been multiple that have ended or you just...
Yes, quite a few, but the one I'm with now, I've been with her for over 20-odd years.
Okay.
Happily married and got two kids. And
all right.
Are you still a looker after of those raunchy girls?
No.
Okay.
Tony, for being the only person brave enough to confess this morning, you have picked yourself up a double pass to R&B Fridays Live with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Australia's biggest party returns Friday the 8th of November at HBF Park. Tickets are on sale August 19 from ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Possibly the biggest news breaking over the weekend in Hollywood was the split of Miley and Liam Hemsworth. It is over. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us live from LA, though, to fill us in. Oh, sorry, live from Vegas this morning. Good morning.
Vegas, baby. Oh, my goodness. I hate to be the bearer of this bad news, but Miley and Liam, done and dusted.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's what happened, if you're wondering. First of all, you know, they did break up back in 2015, right? 2012 to 2015. Now, they've broken up before, but this is the most serious one. Now, we saw a few cracks in the wall recently when Miley was saying how she's basically still massively attracted to women in a very unusual interview. We were all a bit like, it just landed weird. We all felt something was a bit off. And then over the weekend, Miley hooking up with a girl. What is her name? Caitlin Carter. She is Brody Jenner's ex. If you're playing along at home, Brody Jenner is Caitlin, is Kylie and Kendall. They're all related.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this. Miley, hooking up with the chick all weekend.
Yeah.
Her and Liam done and dusted. Liam living in Australia right now doing workouts with his hot brother Chris.
Yes.
Go online, look the video up, do yourself a favour.
It's got it as my screensaver.
Yeah. So there you go. Can I just say, there's one part that I feel bad about. When they were together recently, their home burned down in Malibu.
Oh, true.
And something like that is going to put pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that is going to put pressure on your relationship, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Like I was saying to Jesse earlier, you know, I'm just glad that they didn't have kids and then bring the kids into the situation and decide that they don't want to be together.
Harder.
Oh, now, I cannot believe this, but you spoke to our girl, Janet Jackson. And I'm saying our girl because she is coming to Perth.
She is. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the deal. Janet Jackson is, of course, coming back for R&B Fridays in November. I went to her concert last night. as a guest, which was super cool. I went with the cast of Pose,
right,
which is on Foxtel,
yeah,
by the way, which is really cool. When we then went backstage, hung out with Janet for a minute, had a chat with her. Here's the deal. When she comes to Australia, she is going to bring it. Last night, her concert, from go to woe, from the start to the finish, best dancing, best singing, best hair flicks, best backup dancers. She was at 100. I couldn't
really
best she'd ever performed. Her dancing was best she'd ever performed.
Wow.
It was Janet like you'd never think.
And I feel
and
like
when I spoke to her backstage, yeah, she's so excited to come to Australia. She's like, I love Australians. They're really sweet to her, which, you know.
Yeah, we are.
For
thanks.
Yeah, and she's just excited.
Amazing.
Off the back of a Vegas residency, she will have that show so perfectly executed.
Yep.
Like day in, day out, just doing it, yeah.
We are in for a treat. I cannot wait for that. But someone who was partying in secret last night, Taylor Swift is making news.
Okay, this is hilarious. My friend Chester Lockhart was there, so here's the rub. Taylor Swift, private party. She was given 10 MTV VMAs nominations, which the awards are obviously August 27. You can watch that on Foxtel. There's the plug. And basically, she had a secret party, but she got really drunk. So if you look up on Twitter, the hashtag drunk Taylor, it is a trending tweet today because we never see her drunk.
No.
Right.
She's so put together. But in the videos, she's so playful and silly and, like, you know, being wild, which, you know, if you had 10 VMA nominations, you'd get a few drinks under your belt, right?
Yeah.
So fun. And they had a ball. Who was there? The cast of Queer Eye were there. Laverne Cox was there. Chester was there. The Ham Girls were there. It was fun. It was like a fun, close-knit friend. She's got a good group of close friends.
And I mean, better that it's her hashtag drunk Taylor trending than one of ours, you know, drunk Jesse or drunk Jules or drunk Dean, right?
Exactly.
Now, that's a treat. Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling us in this morning. Gosh, so much stuff happens over the weekend in Hollywood.
Right, it's just one weekend. It just all goes down.
I love it.
Thanks,
Chat to you tomorrow, Barry.
Bye, guys.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Yeah, we have five general knowledge questions in an envelope, and all you need to do is choose whether or not you want to go against Jesse or myself. And we've got Danny from Treendale. Hey, girlfriend. Who would you like to go up against this morning?
Yeah, you're singing so great. I'll pick you.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Sorry. No, I'm pretty. Oh, shouldn't sound pretty switched on because that's usually.
It's like you're not allowed to
I'm
lie.
I'm setting
in
myself up for failure here.
All right, Danny.
Good luck, babe.
Buzz in with your name. If one of you guys get it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it. Okay.
Okay. You're good.
Okay.
All right. Question number one.
Yep.
Sing the jingle for this suburb, Treendale.
No, what?
Just,
what?
I'm just kidding.
No.
I love that you just... No, it's not. I'm just playing with you.
You idiot.
But Danny, I can't explain to you how surprised Jules was by that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I was so excited.
You're so excited you didn't even answer.
I know. I forgot my own name.
Okay, sorry. I'll do this properly now. Question number one. All right, you good, Danny?
Yes, I'm good now.
Okay. Heinz have recently released a special edition of ketchup inspired by which male celebrity?
Jules. Eddie Sheeran. Yeah.
It's called Edchup.
It's called Edchup.
He even has a tattoo of it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right. Question number two. What fictional city is the home of Batman?
Danny.
Okay, Danny.
Gotham.
Spot on. One all ties it up.
I don't watch those movies.
You're a superhero fan. I could have, if I got that wrong.
See, I knew I should have kids. It helped me out so much in this.
All right. Question number three. What year? Oh, sorry. This is multiple choice, by the way.
Oh, thank God.
What year was the first iPhone released? A, 2005. Oh, Danny.
First iPhone released. Now, I've got to go back to when I had my first iPhone. I'd say 2007.
Bang on, 2007.
Oh, no, someone's
choice.
Googling for you in the background. I know it.
Question number four. She's got you here 2-1.
I was actually going to say 2008, but then I thought,
no. All right, question number... Oh, she's got you 2-1 here, Julie, so you got to get this one.
I feel the pressure, okay?
It has just been announced that Lego is releasing a new themed Lego.
Jules. Friends.
Oh,
friends.
Wow.
Yeah. oh, my gosh.
Okay,
I nearly
guys.
I made my pants just then.
Question number five. Question number five for the win.
Oh.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Jules.
Danny.
Mercury.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Wow.
That was a fantastic challenge.
Oh, good on you, Danny. You took it right down to the wire.
I am shook over there.
I made my morning just having the song sung to me twice.
Well, Danny from Treendale. Thanks for playing, mate.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You're a champion,
babe,
mate.
Thanks so much for playing. I'm sorry you didn't win.
No,
I really am.
All right. It was fun to do it.
That was a good game, though.
Yeah.
And it will be.
Cheers, mate. See you later. It will be back again tomorrow as well. Evedon Lakeside Retreat. At the moment, you can stay two nights, and the third night is free if you use the promo code HITFM.
R&B Fridays Live 2019.
Oh! R&B Fridays Live.
Now, we have a double pass to give away to go and see R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, tickets do go on sale next Monday from midday at Ticketmaster.com, or you could win them with us.
Yeah, so all you got to be able to do is identify a song when it's played backwards.
When you flip it in reverse.
Go on, do it properly.
Put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Now, you did give out the hint before that it is one of the artists.
It is one of the artists that will be at this year's R&B Fridays Live. And we've got Corinne from Bunbury on the phone. Are you excited, girl?
Very excited.
Now, Corinne, did you hear all of the artists that are going this year?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. So that narrows it down for you. I'm going to give you the song backwards one more time. And then you can have your guess, okay? Here we go.
Let me see.
Oh! I clicked the button. Wait, hold on.
I'm dead. I am so dead over this.
Oh my God.
Okay, Corinne.
If you don't get it right now, Corinne, I'm going to get such a talking to about this.
Cisco Thong Song.
Yes, you are right.
Sorry, Jess, you might have to play it for us just in case you didn't know. All right, girl, congratulations. Wow. Corinne from Bunbury, you and whoever is willing to be your best friend is going with you to R&B Fridays Live in Perth.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
my absolute pleasure.
Jesse's just bloody giving tickets away. For goodness sake. Now, R&B Fridays Live with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more, Australia's biggest party. It returns Friday the 8th of November. Tickets are on sale this Monday on August 19th from midday at ticketmaster.com.au, or you can win them with us every morning when we... put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
And sometimes, apparently, we don't reverse
it. And sometimes, Jesse will just give them away. So, we got to get out of here, Jesse. Thank gosh, that's the last break.
What a way to finish the show. We'll be back tomorrow from 6.
Bye.
Scar Wars is back again tomorrow. Yes. We'll catch you then. Bye, guys.
Love yous.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the HIT app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.